beautiful Wednesday. Here we are already in the month of September, a very exciting time for the church, especially moving toward the canonizations of Carlo Acutis and Pier Giorgio Fossati this weekend. Don't forget, we will be there, EW10, great live coverage all weekend long. All week long, all kinds of programming. Doug Keck will be on with me on Friday to discuss more in detail. Right now, though, we're going to talk about Mama Mary, our Blessed Mother, and the beautiful Rosary. On the phone with us is Dr. Tom Neal. He is the Chief of Evangelization and Mission Advancement at the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. And Dr. Tom, great to catch up with you and to hear about the hopeful mysteries of the Rosary. This is exciting. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
It is. It's a pleasure to be here, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
All right, so how did these mysteries come about? And I know it's all been approved by the bishops. This is a pretty exciting sure. announcement. But when did this all start?
That's a great question. So in 2017, I was teaching as a professor at Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I had lived previously in Tallahassee, Florida, years before that. And there was a group of us men who were friends, myself, Bruce Conroy, Peter Bond, and then Father Chris Winklejohn, is a priest of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. And in 2017, Bruce had shared with us an idea. We all have a love for Our Lady, for the Rosary. And he said, you know, Pope John Paul II in 2002 introduced the luminous mysteries to kind of fill in that last gap in the New Testament mm-hmm. for us to meditate on the entire life of Christ from his conception all the way to the final end in the coronation. And so he said, you know, I've fallen in love with this this kind of view of the Old Testament that Jeff Cavins and these beautiful kind of digging into the story of salvation is opened up, and I can see that Christ is present throughout the entire Old Testament story from the beginning to the end. And so how can we meditate on the mystery of Christ as he's present in that long story unfolding from creation until Mary's Annunciation? Is it possible to imagine a rosary where we can do that? And so this began, this conversation, from 2017 until 2023, praying, reflecting, writing back and forth regularly. And then in 2023, I left the seminary to move to Pensacola and was hired by the bishop, your bishop, William Block, to be the, as you said, the chief of evangelization here, and shared the idea with him. And he was immediately captivated by the idea. And so we began the journey there from 2023 all the way to December 8th, 2024, when Bishop Block promulgated these mysteries of hope. For our diocese, not for the Universal Church, of course, but for our diocese as worthy of devotion. So that's a very simple kind of journey of a lot of things that happened in that period of time, but that's the origin.
So what are the hopeful mysteries?
Yep, that's a great question. So the hopeful mysteries, of course, five decades here, they take us through four major covenant events in the Old Testament that are the kind of, you might say, the defining hinge events in the Old Testament leading up to the coming of Christ. They would be the creation of man and woman in God's image, the fall, and then the promise of the first gospel, because the proto-evangelium is called, that first promise of salvation is given to Adam and Eve after their sin. That's the first mystery. So it's the creation, the fall, and the redemption that begins. The second one is the story of the flood, Noah's Ark, God remembering Noah, and the promise of salvation and the sign of the rainbow being given as a universal covenant for the whole human race, the beginning of a new creation. The third one is the sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham, also called the binding of Isaac, which in the New Testament is profoundly seen as a type of Christ himself and his sacrificial offering as the Lamb. So you have that where the covenant given to Abraham now is ratified by his willingness to return his son back to God, the gift given to him to give back to God as gift, and that covenant now is extended to bless all nations. So that's the third. And then the fourth is the Passover, Exodus, the travel to Mount Sinai, and the giving of the covenant on Sinai, which is the fourth defining one. And then the fifth one, which is the most magnificent, like the crown of these mysteries for me, which when Bruce first shared his inspiration, which I'm absolutely convinced that the bishop and so many others was a gift from the Holy Spirit, was the Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God, which is, that you might say, that the crowning moment when the whole history of salvation, the choice of God of a people, the Jewish people, to bear the covenant comes to completion in the conception of the daughter of Zion, of daughter of Eve, of Mary, redeemed to the core of her being by her son who is not yet conceived, And this fulfills the Davidic promise, right? That this, she is redeemed by the Son of David himself. So it's kind of a beautiful capstone. And so it takes us to the conception of Mary. And then you go from the conception of Mary to the first joyful mystery, which is the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary. So it creates this magnificent thread from creation all the way through and then to the last joyful, glorious mystery, to the coronation. So you have now a thread of salvation. The rosary can take you from beginning to end.
We're talking with Dr. Tom Neal, Chief of Evangelization and Mission Advancement at the Diocese of Pensacola-Tallahassee, about the hopeful mysteries of the Rosary, which were approved by the bishop for that diocese. Now, you have on your website a beautiful video related to this, and people can go to ptdiocese.org/the-hopeful-mysteries-of-the-rosary. Now, I love those little, you know, rosary pamphlets that, I keep one in my rosary bag just because sometimes I may be too tired to remember the particular rosaries of the day. Are you issuing any type of materials for the people in your diocese?
That's a great question. We are. So one of the men, and I mentioned in this group, Peter Bond, who's part of this journey, owns a Catholic prayer cards company. CatholicPrayerCards.org is what it is on the web. And he and us, we all together, along with the bishop, produced a devotional pamphlet that goes along with it that has sacred images from traditional artwork, has brief meditations on each mystery, and then has scripture passages that are key to meditating on each of those five mysteries. And it has in the back the bishop's imprimatur in the Gelobstadt and the time of promulgation and such. So that's available if you go on CatholicPrayerCards.org and put in hopeful mysteries. It'll pull up the pamphlets. You can purchase those. They're bilingual. You have to translate it into Spanish, which our bishop himself helped to translate bilingual. And they have sold tremendous numbers of them, which is remarkable how much they've spread. Oh my gosh. I've done interviews over in Ireland, different parts of the country, et cetera. I mean, it's really beautiful to see how it's spread, but the artwork really particularly is magnificent. If you could see each one of them, and the most unique one, I think, is this beautiful, it's from a piece of artwork by Giotto in the 13th century, of Joachim and Anne. At the gate in the temple where they meet in the story, that second century story, where the angel announces to them that they are to no longer be like Abraham and Sarah in their old age, sterile, but give birth, and they come together. And then after they come together, so the image is of Joachim and Anne kissing at the gate, which the text in the second century describes them coming together. The beautiful.
That's beautiful. You have that in your video. Yeah, the video is lovely, too. They did a great job on the video. You know, what's so neat about this, Doctor, is that even though this is for your diocese, approved by your bishop, so not for the entire Universal Church, you said there are many people, once they heard about them, who are very interested in also praying these mysteries.
There are. Yeah, I mean, all over the place. And we've gotten, you know, testimonials back from people of just the gift this has brought, particularly the gift of hope, right? These are called the hopeful mysteries.
Right.
We got that for the fourth Eucharistic prayer, which says, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation, right? This is the whole Old Testament, the teaching of hope. And so during the year of hope, which is, we didn't even know they were promulgated, by the way, we didn't realize the correspondence between the year of hope and the hopeful mysteries, but this has been a sense. There have been convents around the country that have ordered this to just lay people all over the place, bilingually prayed throughout the diocese. The Hispanic community has really embraced it in this diocese. It's very powerful. And, you know, all of us describe just the depth of insight that brings us into sacred scripture in the Old Testament that we wouldn't have if we didn't have this way to pray with it.
Right. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm sure that, have you sent it to the Pope or to the Vatican? Because who knows?
Well, that's
they might
a good question.
For the entire church.
Yes, we do share that with our bishop. You know, if he wants to wait till his ad limina visit to Rome, or if he would like to send it in advance. So maybe he could send it to Rome during this year before the Holy Year is over. I think we would love that. Because we would love for this to be right for the Universal Church. I mean, that's the way these things grow, right? The piety begins locally and then grows organically in the Holy Spirit.
This is great.
So that's how we feel. We're very, very privileged to be part of this. I'll tell you, I feel like honored to be part of this.
Well, thanks for sharing this. Okay, give us the website again, if we have about 30 seconds, where we can get the pamphlets and the cards.
Absolutely. CatholicPrayerCards.org. They can buy the pamphlet. It also has information on there. And then if you go to ptdiocese.org and put in hopeful mysteries, you'll find videos explaining the background of the history and theology.
Thanks, Tom. We'll be right back.